let's start. Let's talk about when to do Erev Shabbos preparations. So we've spoken about, you know, doing something for Shabbos and preparing for Shabbos. Let's talk about the timing of when to begin our Erev Shabbos preparations. Now, I know it's very popular to talk about, you know, people have the Shabbos table set, you know, by Chatzos, that's the thing people have, and all types of things to be very early for Shabbos. Let's talk about what the Halacha says about when we should start preparing for Shabbos. The Magen Avraham, in Siman Reish Nun, cites the Sefer Seder Hayom that we're going to quote from extensively in a moment. The Seder Hayom is Rav Moshe Ibn Makir, who is of Talmidim of the Arizal, or Talmidim of Talmidim of the Arizal. So he quotes the Seder Hayom and the Arizal as well, that it is best to shop for Shabbos on Yom Shishi. Now, I'm not going to leave it as Yom Shishi for right now, but we'll call it Friday. But it's best to do your shopping for Shabbos on Friday, then on Yom Chamishi, then on Thursday. That's the preferable time to shop for Shabbos. The Arizal says as much in the Shar Kavanos. He says, Tzarech Adam Lizar Liknos Kol Tzarech HaShabbos B'Yom Shishi. You have to do your shopping on Friday. He then says, to go look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavkuf Ayin Beis and Tavkuf Ayin Hei, which imply that the Shulchan Aruch endorses shopping on Thursday for Shabbos, not Friday. So what is it? So the Tosefta Shabbos explains that you only should prepare on Thursday for Shabbos things that need that extra preparation, extra time. But whatever you can prepare on Friday for Shabbos, that is the right thing to do. You know, if you need to, you know, we don't salt meat anymore, but you have to salt meat, something like that, that needs a couple of days of preparation, then that you can do on Thursday. But things that don't need a lot of preparation, you should buy them on Yom Shishi on Friday. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah that says as well that things that need extra preparation you can begin on Thursday. So the Mishnah Berurah is citing the Seder Hayom, that it's better to buy for Shabbos on Friday than on Thursday, because when you buy for things on Friday, it is more obvious that you're doing it L'Kavod Shabbos. If you go to the store on Thursday and you buy things, then it could just be you're going shopping. But when you go to the store on Friday, it is clear to everyone watching you, it is nicker, that you are shopping L'Kavod Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds, and this is important, even if there's more tircha, even if there's more effort in having to prepare only on Friday instead of Thursday, it's still better to do it. Even if it's more hectic to prepare on Friday alone and not Thursday, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you should still do your preparations on Friday. Now, this seems to be antithetical to everything we've been taught. You shouldn't rush into Shabbos, Shabbos should be calm, it should be benachas. So that is not the case, according to these opinions, not according to the Magen Avraham, not according to the Aruch HaShulchan, not according to the Seder HaYom. Look at the Seder HaYom. I brought the Seder HaYom in front of you. I don't know if I made enough copies, but we'll share. So I brought the Seder HaYom in front of you. Let's look at the words of the Seder HaYom. He says, Vad katam ki derech hamachinim lahachin mayom lechabero, haroa shemekevan davar mibez yamim kodem ein hachana nikeres. If I start preparing so many days before Shabbos, it's not clear what I'm doing kol kach, shehiv l'Shabbos. Sheyom lekach utzarech ela le'eze inyan echad v'tzrichan anu lehodia. Lekol shekol lekachanasa v'tarchana hu liyom hanichbad haba aleinu lebezek kvodem lodeh lekol. So he says, you see somebody in Gourmet Glatt on Thursday, so then, okay, who says they're there for Shabbos? They could just need to pick up something at the store. But if you see people in the store on Friday, that's obvious what they're doing is L'Kavod Shabbos. We want all of our actions to be L'Kavod Shabbos. And then he goes on to say, V'atam, shekol davar shel ochel, tzarech la'asos osam, b'shaisa, mishum shetiyat mitu emes la'achol. He says another reason why you're cooking for Shabbos should be on Friday is because you want it to be as fresh as possible for Shabbos. If you're cooking things Wednesday, Thursday, things like that, then the food's not going to be as delicious for Shabbos. V'lo yikutz ve'enei ha'ochel. V'pnei zahatam atzma nidcha kavod yantif. V'otur bo ochel nefesh k'dei sheyocha b'simcha. We're allowed to cook on yantif, right? If it's melechas ochel nefesh, because we want the food to taste better for yantif, certainly for Shabbos. V'tam davar matok lachko. We want it to be as delicious in your mouth, geshmak. It would be best if you could prepare the food fresh Friday night, fresh Shabbos day. That would be the best, but we can't. What are you going to do? It's Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. So the best thing we can do is to cook the food as close to Shabbos as possible. That's what he says. And then he goes on to say, in the next piece, V'ein lomar, and don't tell me, it's too hectic on Friday, I can't do it. levakish in yanim mipnei rov hamavakshim. There's so many things I have to take care of, so many things to knock off the list. Uviyom hey ani motzi hakol mesukan vakonani karitzoni. No, Thursday things will be calm. I'll find what I need in the store. Better I should do my shopping on Thursday than Friday. Vein biadi mocha eina taina zu. This is incorrect. Ki hakol lefi rov hamaisa. Because you are judged in Shemayim according to the extent of your efforts. Ulufum tsara agra. And as we say in Pirkei Avos, no pain, no gain. The more effort you put into preparing for Shabbos, the more reward. Ulufi atarach according to the tircha. Ulufi sha'anu roim shekavot Shabbos ulikach kol advarim bayom. He goes, I didn't bring this piece over here, but he says that as we see that, you know, you prepare for Shabbos on Friday. So why should you be, you know, why should you not put in this effort? Don't worry about the tircha. You have to put in the time and effort. And this is what the Magen Aram is saying. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. There is no such thing as, according to the Arizal and the Seder Hayom and the Magen Aram and the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, this thing of, you know, no, relaxing on Friday. You know, everything's going to be prepared Thursday night. I'm going to sit and read a book and say all of Sehillim, you know, Erev Shabbos and Shir HaShirim and whatever. That is not a thing. That does not, that has no source. The source we have is that, yeah, Friday is hectic because it's supposed to be hectic. It's supposed to be effort and time and sweat getting ready for Shabbos. Obviously, this comes with the balance of, you know, having good midos and not yelling at anybody and, you know, being respectful and all these things. But it's clear from the Arizal on and from the Nosei Kalim and commentators in the Shulchan Aruch that you want to do as much as you can on Friday. Yeah, Leva.
Isn't it a thing to be ready, like, super early for Shabbos, though?
Says who?
I feel like in Israel, it's, like, a whole thing. Like, people are, like, ready super early, and, like, there's table set, and all the food prepared.
Okay,
like,
so we're going to, let's
qualify. Not going to Shabbos rush.
Good, so we're going to qualify some things about this. But in principle, we're going to, and we'll kind of, you know, we're going to alter it a little bit. But in principle, the rule stands the same. And that is, we prepare for things on Friday. Whatever we can, we prepare close to Shabbos. So Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur that in spite of the Seder Hayom, you have to be smart about preparing for Shabbos according to your abilities, according to your circumstances. And if a person feels to themselves they'll be better preparing for Shabbos before Friday, they should do so. And the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly in the winter months when things are short, one has to be smart, chacham eina barosha, one has to think ahead to see how these things are going to play out. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, he says that it should be obvious that if certain items will not be available on Friday, then you would like the item for Shabbos, then you should buy it on Thursday, on Yom Chamishi, so you shouldn't miss it out. Don't say, well, I'll give you a good example. I think many people know that perhaps the best part of ice cream is Trader Joe's soy, right? It's not a secret, but many Jews know this, right? So if you walk into Trader Joe's on Friday, are you going to find a pint of soy cream ice cream? No, it's all gone, because Jewish people know that it's the best part of ice cream. So you're going to tell me, I should only go, no, if it's not going to be available on Friday, then find out when it comes in and go buy it then. And that's 100% appropriate, says the Chidah. The Nemuka Yosef and Shabbos and the Kaf HaChaim both explain that Yom Shishi refers to Friday and not to Thursday night. That's the clear. Don't think that Thursday night counts, because it needs to be Friday. Why? Because the man was collected on Friday, not Thursday night. So if the whole preparation of Shabbos is learned from Vehechinu es Asher Yaviu, the preparation of gathering the man, so we're talking about really Friday as the best time. Now, it also makes sense that there's no reason one cannot buy something earlier in the week for Shabbos if it'll be more expensive later on as well. But there's a sale in the beginning of the week as opposed to the end of the week. Certainly you can buy. There's no reason, there's no hidder in spending more money for Shabbos than you have to. That's not frum. That's silly. It's just poor economics. You should buy whatever you can when it's going to be cheaper for Shabbos. Now, the Seder Hayom says that the reason for preparing on Friday is that it should be obvious in your actions, right? That's the whole purpose of this discussion. So it would seem as well that if you're doing an action that can only be interpreted as L'Kavod Shabbos and it cannot be misconstrued as any other type of action, then that wouldn't be a problem. You can do it early in the week. So for example, setting up Shabbos candles. If you set up Shabbos candles, no one is going to ask, I wonder what they're doing. It's clear why you're setting up Shabbos candles. And if you're setting the Shabbos table, it's clear exactly what you're doing. It can't be misconstrued for anything else. So those actions that are clearly only defined as things that are in the preparation of Shabbos, you can do that earlier. because it won't impact the way you view it. So, we talk about setting the table for Shabbos. You want to set the table for Shabbos earlier, you know, Thursday night? That's fine, by all means, go ahead. You want to set the candles Thursday night? By all means, go ahead, because it's clear that that is an act that's for Kavod Shabbos. But things that can be viewed in multiple ways, so those things should be done, if possible, as close to Shabbos. Yeah.
Why does it matter, what your actions, what other people think of your actions? If you know you're doing it for Shabbos, why should it matter if, someone else sees you and is I wonder what they're doing?
So I hear the question. So the Seder Hayom seems to understand that the way that people are going to view it, or the way it's going to be viewed, is important. So people should see what you're doing as the Kavod Shabbos. I hear the question. It's a valid point. But nevertheless, he seems to view that it should be clear in your actions and what you're doing to everybody else that it is the Kavod Shabbos. The last point here is that Rav Nissen Karelit says that the halacha we learned last time about waking up early Friday morning, so that only applies to the person who has responsibilities for Shabbos. If you don't have any responsibilities in your house to get ready for Shabbos, you don't have to wake up early. It's only for the person who has stuff to take care of. So, some 7-year-old brother doesn't have to be slept out of bed early Friday morning, because what's he doing for Shabbos besides, ripping toilet paper? So we can do that later in the day. It's not so, such a burden that he can't do it later on. But this is point number one. Point number one is that it is clear in the sources of the Arizal and the Shulchan Aruch that this idea that, Erev Shabbos, Friday should be, relaxed with no stress and no running around has, I don't know of any source. We saw clearly the Seder Hayom and the Arizal and all the sources saying that. That's an inyan of Kavod Shabbos. The inyan of Kavod Shabbos is to run and to get things done. Yeah.
Maybe it's like a chinuch thing, to show your children that Shabbos isn't a stress or a burden. It's more like something you want to enter in the simcha and calm.
I hear, but I think there's also a balance between, you can have a lot of effort and also not be a jerk. It's possible to do both. Meaning, it's possible to have a lot to do and have a lot to take care of and feel, the clock is ticking. And at the same time, also be nice. It's possible. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy. But there's something to be said, as he's trying to bring out, of the tircha, of the effort. This is something that we take, with a lot of time and effort and to try to put into it. And doing that of Shabbos, he says, heightens the Kavod Shabbos. Yeah.
Where did all the line between being ready, doing things as you're going to Shabbos and being ready so rushed, not being ready?
So Rav Yaakov Emden says, Chacham Eina Barosh, a person has to see. Whatever, you go make a checklist and say, what are the things that are push for the Kavod Shabbos? You want to set the table Friday, want to set the table Friday morning? Set the table Friday morning. Done. You want to set the table Thursday night? Do it Thursday night. Set it Wednesday night. I don't care. You want to set the candles earlier? Fine. So do those things. Those things that are clearly items that are only the Kavod Shabbos things, take care of those things earlier in the week without a problem. But whatever a person can do. Now, obviously our meals are generally smaller now than they were, but unless you're having 10 guests for Shabbos, so you're right. Probably you should not start cooking, at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. That's probably not such a good idea. So you just have to think, you have to plan ahead. Not too early, but also, this idea, the goal that a person, my point is this. A person needs to be smart, and we're all thinking individuals. No matter what you do anyway, you're going to be doing stuff on a Friday. It's going to happen. But this idea that a person should think that, I wake up Friday morning and I have nothing to do besides just, sitting and saying Tehillim and, basking in the glow of Shabbos, that does not seem to have a source. You should be doing stuff Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. That's appropriate. It's the right thing to do. Okay. Let's talk about the timing exactly. So we discussed earlier, there's a machlokes rishonim regarding the source of Shabbos. What's the pasuk in the Torah that tells us we have to prepare for Shabbos? So at the end of that discussion, the Prima Gadim seems to say that there is a question of what comes first, tefillah or preparing for Shabbos. I get up early, I get up 6 o'clock Friday morning. Should I daven first or should I prepare for Shabbos first? Should I say Shema first or should I prepare for Shabbos first? So the halacha is as follows. If you're not going to find what you need after saying Shema, so the Magen Avraham cites the Seder Hayom who says that Shema comes first. Okay? Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa, without question. And therefore, all the poskim say, Shema comes before, saying Shema in the morning comes before preparing for Shabbos. What if you are not going to be able to get what you need before davening. So the Chayyadim says, if you wouldn't be able to get what you need if you daven first, then you should shop for Shabbos and then daven. And that's perfectly fine as well. And then the Seder Hayom says that you shouldn't be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur for Shabbos as well. If it's a question between davening b'tzibur or preparing for Shabbos, you should daven b'tzibur first. And then you also, Seder Hayom also says that if I have a Seder, if I have a kviyas in learning Torah, so it shouldn't be on Friday. You try not to have it Friday mornings, though. Every morning you should have something to learn, but if you have a chavrus, you go to shir. Try not to have shir on Friday mornings, because that should be spent on preparing for Shabbos. Okay. Point number two. Let's talk about the inyan of saying things l'kavod Shabbos. It used to be, I don't know if it's the same thing, but it used to be in Eretz Yisrael, like when you would buy kishka from the store for your shalat on Shabbos, it would say, like, on the plastic packaging, don't forget to say it's l'kavod Shabbos when you put your kishka into the chalk. So, is that... What's going on over here? So the Magen Avraham in that same piece, this is all the same Magen Avraham we're learning today, he cites the Arizal who says that whenever you buy something for Shabbos, you should say, I'm doing the L'Kavod Shabbos. You're picking up the pans in the store, I'm buying this L'Kavod Shabbos. I'm picking up a chocolate for, you know, Shabbos treats in the afternoon, it's L'Kavod Shabbos, every single time. The Eliyahu Rabbi says this, other poskim as well, and it's cited by the Mishnah Berurah here in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun. So the Machatzis HaShecha, which is a commentary on the Magen Avraham, explains that by saying these words, the Kedusha of Shabbos rests on the items, because the speech of a person is a real thing. When you say, this is L'Kavod Shabbos, it is ingrained with the Kedusha of holiness. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the speech of a person can create much, much Kedusha, can make things holy. And therefore, when I pick up those little yellow soup croutons, and I say, this is L'Kavod Shabbos, it instills within those croutons the Kedusha of preparing for Shabbos. Now, it's unclear, do you have to pick this up, say it's every single time you pick up every single thing? You know, you're walking through the store muttering, L'Kavod Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos. Is that what you have to do? I would probably say, if you walk into the store and say, I'm shopping now L'Kavod Shabbos, you're probably fine. I don't think you need to do it for every single thing you pick up. But you should think before you walk into the store, I'm going shopping now, L'Kavod Shabbos. So the poskim say, the Kafa Chaim says this, and the Chavos Yair, that this is not only for buying things for Shabbos, but saying that you're doing any action L'Kavod Shabbos is a proper thing to do, not just when you go shopping. When you are sweeping the floor, and you are, you know, mixing the soup, all these things are appropriate times to say these are L'Kavod Shabbos. When you're washing, you're getting dressed, always thinking to yourself, I'm doing this L'Kavod Shabbos. I'm doing this L'Kavod Shabbos. I'm doing that L'Kavod Shabbos. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his Sefer HaYira, one of his books of Musar, that whatever you do for Shabbos, you should think it's L'Kavod Shabbos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav actually writes this halacha in a very interesting manner. I'm going to read for you how the Baal HaTanya writes this. Listen to what he says. He says, Tov Lomar al Kol Davar Shekona Zehu L'Kavod Shabbos. It is good to say about everything you buy that it should be L'Kavod Shabbos. Okay? Whatever you buy, you should say it's L'Kavod Shabbos. V'chein, b'choma shehu osa, whatever you do, tov lachsho she'osa L'Kavod Shabbos. You should think it's L'Kavod Shabbos. It's very clear that he's writing something specific. But what is he saying? He's saying that whenever you buy something, you should say out loud with your speech, it's L'Kavod Shabbos. But whatever you're doing something for Shabbos, you should think. So what's the distinction over here? So Rav Zindel Krozer was a great tzaddik who lived in Yerushalayim, who passed away a few years ago. So he has a parish called the Or HaChama on the Shulchan Aruch. He writes something very beautiful. He says that when you buy something that was formerly secular, it was chol, maybe it was owned by a non-Jew, it had a very secular, not holy aspect to it. And now I'm changing its reshus. I'm changing its status of where it is. It was on the shelf in the store, and now I'm making it mine. So if that's the case, I need to be mekadesh it with my speech. I need to make it holy with my words, because I'm bringing it from one reshus, from one domain, to my domain. And it needs a more powerful form of kedusha to raise it up for Shabbos. But when it comes to doing an act, I'm washing something, I'm cooking something, I'm frying something, whatever it is you're doing, in those cases, I'm not moving it from one rishus to another. You know, the the kugel was not baked, and now it is baked. I didn't make such a big change. I'm just doing more to it. I'm not moving it from one ownership to another ownership, from one domain to another domain. So that's sufficient to use your machshava, your thought, to say it's the Kavod Shabbos. So that's why he wants to distinguish it. And apparently this would be the halacha. When shopping, you should verbalize the Kavod Shabbos. Other things, you're allowed to think the Kavod Shabbos, and that would be fine. The last thing we want to discuss in this sugya of preparing for Shabbos for today is going to be the issue of Talameh Chaim Zacho, which you all know as tasting something that is being cooked before Shabbos. What is the source of this idea of tasting the Shabbos food Erev Shabbos? It is the comment of the Machzer Vitri, the Simcha of Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi. So he writes in his Siddur, Talameh Chaim Zacho, Tana Kol HaTorim Tafshil Be'erev Shabbos Marichin L'Yam V'Shinos. So whoever tastes the food Erev Shabbos will be blessed with Arichas Yam, with a long life. Whew. Uvayushalmi, and the Yushalmi mefarish tamash lo yichas al b'nei veso b'nei hakdacho tavshilo. And the Yushalmi says, as we'll talk in a moment, to make sure the food tastes good for Shabbos. And after the Machzer Vitri, everybody jumps on this train. Shibboleth Halakhet says this, and the Kolbo, and all the poskim, or the Beis Yosef, the Mishabur, the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos, so all of the Sfarim quote this idea of Talameh Chaim Zacho, that if you taste the food for Shabbos, it's a big, big mitzvah, and you get Arichas Yam, a long life, and all types of nice things. Okay. Now, the Arizal, in his Shara Kavano, says that whoever tastes the food of Shabbos will be Zocha L'chaim El Yonim, will merit, you know, an elevated life. And the Machzer Vitri says, Marichan L'yama V'shnosav, you'll have a long life. And the Sichas Avo says that Rosh Shlomo Chaim of Kodinov would go and taste one of the foods of Erev Shabbos after returning home from the mikvah, and he would say out loud, Toamel Chaim Zach. It was a big ceremony in his house, and they say in the name of the Skolya Rebbe that all the sins of Adam Arishon came because he wanted to be Makami Inyam of Toamel Chaim Zach. Right? Because he ate before Shabbos, right? The Medrash says if Adam would have waited until Shabbos, so then, you know, he wouldn't be able to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So we are metakin it, so to speak. We try to fix it. We eat, we say Tomei Chaim Zacho, that we're Zocha to the life, whereas Adam caused death. When Adam ate, it brought death to the world. But when we eat Erev Shabbos, it brings life and Arichas Yavim to the world. That's the idea. So what's the reason for the minhag? So as we said, the Master Mitzvah says, it's to make sure the food prepared for Shabbos is going to be good. And this is what most folks can say. You don't want to sit down to a meal and find out in the middle of the meal that the kugel is too salty. You don't want to do that. That's going to be uncomfortable. So you want to get and take care of those things earlier on. However, the Tosefos Shabbos and the Shulchan Shlomo both understand that it's not just a preparation for Shabbos. They view that it is a mitzvah on its own. It is just like eating food on Shabbos is a mitzvah, tasting food before Shabbos is a mitzvah. And the Shulchan Shlomo says, U'mitzvah lit'om mikol tavshul erev Shabbos, u'pshita b'Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to taste the food erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. It's not just preparation, it's a mitzvah itself. And the Mishabur writes in the Shar Tzion that this would indicate that just like there's a mitzvah on Shabbos, so too there's an independent mitzvah separate from just preparing the food to eat food erev Shabbos. Okay, so those are the two possibilities. So the difference in the reasons creates a number of nafkaminas, a number of implications in halacha as to why we're doing what we're doing and how it would come out. Let's see. The Magen Avraham says that there's a mitzvah to taste all of the foods. Okay? Every single food that's being cooked, you should taste. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah. So I would say, if it is a din in preparing, then everything should be tasted, right? But if it's a din in just eating Erev Shabbos, then why do I have to have the chont and the kugel and the fish and the chicken and all these things? So it must be, if the Magen Avraham says you should taste everything that's being cooked, so it must be that it's a halach in preparation, not just its own mitzvah. Okay, who should taste the food? So Rav Nissen Karelitz writes that only the cook needs to taste the food because it's a din in preparation, right? Not every single male and female in the house needs to come in, and by the time Shabbos starts, there's no more chicken left. That is not what has to happen. It's only for the cook. There is no source that you need to come into the kitchen and eat if somebody else is cooking that food. And someone's like, oh, I'm so, Tomech, I'm Zacho, I'm very religious. Now, know, half the kugel is gone. That's not a thing. Only the person preparing the food needs to taste the food. Should a guest who's in somebody's home ask to taste the food for Shabbos? Should they? No? What do we say? Yes? So, okay. So the Chutzani says that he tells the story that once the great Rav Rabin Sion Adler was once visiting the Karel's home, and he asked if he could taste some of the food Erev Shabbos. Because Shomei Chaim Zacho. But says it was in Karel's, that doesn't fit with the reason here. If you're a guest in somebody else's home, there's no, it has nothing to do with preparing the food for Shabbos. Mind your own business. The food will be fine. Okay. What if you taste the food? Let's say a person's dieting, and they don't want to eat it, but they want to know if it's good. So they take a bite of the food and they spit it out. Did you fulfill Tomei Chaim Zacho? So the Sefer Likra Shabbos says that this is an afkamina. If it's about finding out the taste, then that's fine. But if it's about in the midst of eating Erev Shabbos, then you have to actually eat, and it's not enough to taste it. No? Yes? Good. Okay. Okay. Let's, in that discussion, we know that sometimes Asar B'Teves, like this past year, can fall on Friday. So what do we do about Tomei Chaim Zacho, if it's a fast day on Friday?
Hope it's good.
Hope it's good.
Have a kid taste it. What?
Have a kid taste it. So the Prima Gadim says, then you should taste it and then spit out the food. And this is what the Chayotim says, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can taste it and spit it out and that's fine. That would be sufficient in order to do that. What about, you know, hopefully it should not be applicable, but what if the 9 days come around this year and you're cooking meat for Shabbos and Sarah Shabbos, that's already meat. It's not Shabbos during the 9 days. So what do we do? So Rav Yashiv said that one should forego the minag of Tomei Chaim Zacho during the 9 days. It's good every Shabbos of the year, just not that Shabbos. But Rav Poskim say, most Poskim say you should taste and spit it out. That's what you should do. And this is the opinion of Hisoris Tshuva, the grandson of Chassam Sofer, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and that's what one should do. Now, when should you taste the food Erev Shabbos? The Likra Shabbos says that if it's about preparing for Shabbos, then it has to be early in the day, right? Because if it's not about preparing for Shabbos, let's say the husband's about to go out to shul, and he sees there's a plate of food on the table, you know, in the kitchen, and he says, Tomei Chaim Zacho, I got to take a taste of the food before Shabbos. What are you going to do if it's bad? No. Shabbos is in 3 minutes. No. Nothing. So obviously his tasting is meaningless. That's not Tomei Chaim Zacho, because it's not going to help in the preparation of Shabbos. If it's about eating itself, that's fine. On your way to shul, you grab a piece. But if it's really about the preparing for Shabbos, tasting a piece of the food 10 minutes before Shabbos, when it's a shul, is not helping everybody else, and that would be not a mitzvah. Okay, what about tasting foods that were bought? You buy a cake from the store. You buy some pre-made stuff. Is there a Tomei Chaim Zacho about that? So the Likra Shabbos says that if it's about preparing, then you can assume the store-bought food every single week is fine, right? The same chicken that you buy every single week from behind the counter is not going to change each week. So there's no reason to taste it. But if it's about the eating Erev Shabbos, then certainly there would be a mitzvah to even taste the store-bought food. But again, we lean towards it's about the tasting for Shabbos, the preparing for Shabbos. Therefore, there might be no reason to taste store-bought food because it tastes the same every single week. So, the Nemukei Arachayim, the Unkach Rebbe, says that we treat this as a minag for a hachana for Shabbos, a preparation for Shabbos. We don't try every food. We don't let every single, bar mitzvah age person in the house come and try a single piece of every single thing that's going on. And generally, we Lekutei Mariach, which is an important sefer, Minhagim says that we're somechim on the cook. Whoever the cook is, the husband, the wife, whoever it may be, we're somechim on the cook, and whatever they do is fine, and we don't really have to come in and try every single thing. The Shulchan Aruch says that for a Toamea, for a Te'ima, to just taste the food is good. And you don't have to make a bracha if it's less than a shiur in halacha. Right? If you're eating less than a kazayas, you don't have to make a bracha if you're just being to'im, you're just tasting the food. And the Kaf HaChaim says that if a person is tasting the food Erev Shabbos because of Tomei Chaim Zacho, they can certainly have kavanah to eat it, and therefore any amount you take should get a bracha. Even if you take a small amount, it would come out that you should make a bracha. So, to summarize, we talked about when to do Erev Shabbos preparations. The best times to do preparations are on Friday, and then we spoke about the inyan of conflicts of getting up early and making sure we have time to do everything. And we spoke about saying L'Kavod Shabbos when we shop and prepare. And finally, the Inyan of Tamei Chayim Zachu, along with eating before Shabbos, to make sure the food is good. Okay?